Welcome to Air Talk. Libby Denkman here for Larry Mantle. Larry's just taken a sick day. He's feeling under the weather. And that rolls nicely into our next topic, which is about healthcare and the people who provide healthcare, especially in rural and inner city communities, and whether there are enough doctors to fill those roles. Being sick or injured is a really vulnerable time, and you want to feel confident that a trained medical professional will be there to care for you, spend the time that's needed to make sure that you heal properly. But California is facing a problem, especially in rural clinics and inner cities. There are not enough primary care doctors to keep up with demand. And the doctor shortage here is only set to get worse. That's the subject of a new story in Cal Matters. It's by Elizabeth Aguilera. She is a reporter with Cal Matters covering health and social services. Her latest piece is called Paging More Doctors, California's Worsening Physician Shortage. And she's here in studio with me. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Libby.
So what is the role of a primary care physician in a community? Why is that so important to a community's health?
So your primary care physician, that's your first line doctor. You don't feel well, that's the person you think of calling. You find something suspicious on your skin, that's the person you think of calling. Almost anything, you know, that happens to us, I'm going to go see my doctor. That's the person we're talking about, the primary care physician. That person then, if they feel like what's going on with you is serious enough, they send you to a specialist, right? They send you to a dermatologist. They might send you to see a surgeon if they feel like that's something at that level. So those are our first care, and they're important because they know your history. You know, if you've got the same doctor, they know the different things that you've experienced. They probably know your family. They know some of the things that are going on with you. That's why those people are important to communities, especially in rural areas where there might be one physician. I went to Northern California. There was one physician for this very large area who really knows everyone in town, knows the history, and who's hanging on because there isn't a new physician coming to work behind him. So he's put off his retirement a lot. In the inner city area, it's the same thing. And you want primary care physicians to be close by. If you don't have a close by doctor, you might put off care. You might wait to see how bad you feel.
The preventative care aspect
exactly.
of this is really key, because if I'm feeling something, I might have a twinge, I might have, you know, a suspicion that something might get worse. If a doctor is inaccessible, if a doctor means an hour and a half drive, I'm not going to go.
No. And by the time you do decide that you are feeling so bad that you have to go somewhere, you're going to go to the hospital.
What do the numbers look like? How bad is the physician shortage, and how is it expected to progress over time?
So right now, the physician shortage is there's sort of these studies that say within 10 years, by 2030, California is going to have a really serious physician shortage. But as we mentioned, rural areas and certain inner city areas are already seeing that pinch. So we're saying the federal government says there should be 60 to 80 physicians for about every 100,000 people. In some areas, the number is much less. And so there are already areas where you're seeing that. In the Inland Empire is, I believe, in the high 30s. The San Joaquin Valley is also in the 30s. And so you're seeing areas where people are waiting longer or having to travel farther distances.
So the shortage is already really hitting those outlying areas in the inner city. And it's down the line expected to be throughout communities in California. I wanted to bring into the conversation Dr. Mark Henderson, professor of internal medicine at the UC Davis School of Medicine, where he's also the vice chair for education and associate dean for admissions. Dr. Henderson, how would you characterize the issue of physician staffing across California? Is that a problem that's been on your radar?
Yes, thanks, Libby. I definitely agree with much of what Elizabeth has said. I think that it's not only a problem of an inadequate supply of primary care physicians, but it's a maldistribution, if you will, of those physicians. So we have many more physicians per capita in the urban areas, the San Francisco Bay Area, and big shortages in the areas that Elizabeth mentioned. It's definitely something that we, as a medical school who's committed to trying to produce the kinds of physicians that California needs, it's definitely on our mind. I would add to what Elizabeth said that a single primary care physician in a community actually has been shown to improve many, many measurements of health in that community, even mortality. So the investment of putting a primary care physician in a community really pays off in terms of health of that community, mortality and even economic benefits. It's almost like a vaccine for a community. So it's really important for us to think about how we can bolster the primary care physician workforce.
And I'd like to put a number out. If we have physicians or healthcare providers that are listening and want to weigh in on why we are seeing a doctor shortage, a problem with staffing up for primary care providers in especially rural and inner city communities, 866-893-5722. That's the number. If you're a healthcare provider and you want to weigh in on why this shortage is happening, 866-893-5722. You just heard the voice of Dr. Mark Henderson with the UC Davis School of Medicine. Elizabeth Aguilera with CalMatters wrote the piece that we're talking about right now. It's called Paging More Doctors, California's Worsening Physician Shortage. And Elizabeth, what are the theories about what's behind the shortage? Why is this happening?
So the experts I spoke to, including Mark at UC Davis, talk about the fact that there are medical students are coming out of medical school with a significant amount of school loan debt, right? So when they're in school, they have to decide what their area is going to be. A lot of students, a lot of folks say they're influenced to the specialties because of the fact that they're going to owe a lot of money when they finish. And so the specialties pay more. Primary care physicians, on average, about $200,000 a year. Specialists, $250,000 up to $500,000 a year. And even more if you are a neurosurgeon or something that's very complicated and a small pool of. And so those are some of the reasons. The other idea is that even if you do go into primary care, as Mark mentioned, you're not necessarily attracted to going to the rural areas. You're not going to the inner city. Rural areas, I think one of the things in Bieber, California, which is in Lassen County, where I went, they talked about having a difficulty finding doctors to take Dr. Daly's place because he is really a sole practitioner up there. He said it's bootstraps.
He lives in a log cabin.
Yes, he lives in a log cabin on down a dirt road that's 5 miles long. But he has talked about, he's in the clinic every day dealing with things like diabetes and colds and help doing skin biopsies and sending those off to see if someone might have skin cancer. But he's also rounding in the hospital in the morning to see his patients who are nearby. He is doing 24-hour shift in the emergency room at the hospital nearby. He is called out to the scene of a farm accident or a car wreck, and he's stabilizing people out there in the field, getting them ready for helicopter transport. That's not something that our primary care physicians here in the city are used to doing. And so I think their challenge has been finding someone who's willing to do that. He's also delivered 1,000 babies or more. So you're doing all of those things and you're not near a big medical center. You're not near a specialty group. And that's a challenge. In the inner city, it's a little bit different. The CEO at MLK Community Hospital here in Los Angeles told me that, Medi-Cal reimbursement rates, Medi-Cal being the Medicaid program here in California for low-income Californians, they don't pay back to doctors as much as other states do. And so it's a really hard thing to make your bottom line if you set up practice there. And that's
places
one of the challenges.
Places that have a large number of Medi-Cal recipients. That's Elizabeth Aguilera with CalMatters. I really encourage you to read her piece in CalMatters about the doctor shortage. Dr. Daly, that she mentioned, it reminded me of a character from like Little House on the Prairie, like a frontier doctor, because he's just handling so many different types of situations. Also on the line with us, Dr. Mark Henderson with UC Davis School of Medicine. Dr. Henderson, what do you say to students who are graduating or looking at the specialty that they want to go into and they're looking at primary care physicians and how much they make, and they might be looking at anesthesiologists or dermatologists, and they see the realities of that? I mean, how do you encourage students to go into primary care, or do you, when you know the financial realities will be tougher?
Sure, Libby. I think that those are really important questions for us to be grappling with. I think the approach we've taken here at UC Davis is, honestly, we try to accept into our medical school students who have a deep connection to a community that may be underserved, for instance, a rural community or an inner city community. They tend to have a deep commitment to wanting to pay back, if you will, make a difference in their own home community or in a community, a cultural community that they identify with. If you look at U.S. medical schools across the country, medical students don't really reflect the tremendous racial and ethnic diversity of a state like California, nor do they reflect the economic diversity. 50% of medical students come from the upper 20th percentile of income. So I think in many ways they often cannot relate to the ills of an individual in a poorer community. So what we've done, again, is really changed how we, the criteria we use to accept students into medical school. And that's resulted in a lot more students really being inspired to do primary care despite the problems that Elizabeth and you have already brought up.
I guess the issues of Medi-Cal reimbursement rates, that's a larger problem, really a political problem. But how does that affect your students and your ability to encourage a diverse group of people to go into primary care?
Well, it's interesting. Our students, almost a third, over the past decade, about a third of our students are from underrepresented in groups. And they've actually been quite fierce advocates for our health system at UC Davis to maintain their commitment to the Medi-Cal population. I think that's because many of them come from families that were served by Medi-Cal. And if you, again, realize how hard it is to have difficulty accessing care because your insurance is the federal insurance, Obamacare, which is in this state, essentially it's Medi-Cal. If you've experienced that difficulty, that hardship, I think you have a very different understanding of what, you know, how important it is that we are inclusive of the Medi-Cal population and that we try to serve all patients to the extent that we can. So our health system has made a real commitment to that, but I don't want to diminish the challenge of it. I agree with you. The state has to make an effort to try to improve those rates. It's a really a complex problem. But I think, again, physicians, when they're young and growing up to be physicians, have to really, it's a long game. It's a really a marathon type of career. And so, like Dr. Dolly, he has a deep commitment to his community. And that's what I think we really need to be focused on in terms of how we choose the next generation of physicians.
That's Dr. Mark Henderson with the UC Davis School of Medicine. Elizabeth Aguilera, final thoughts here. Your piece in Cal Matters examined the doctor shortage, and Dr. Dolly in the Central Valley was the primary character because this is a physician that's in his 70s, right? And he really would like to retire, but he can't leave his community behind because there's really no other primary care doctor to step in. He is working on finding a replacement, though, right? What's the status of that?
Right, he is. So he's 71, and he is definitely hoping to retire soon. He's got plans to travel, and rock hunt is one of the things he loves to do. He has put off his retirement several times, and he now has his eye, their whole community actually has their eye, on a couple at UC Davis who are training residents there who hopefully, they're hoping, will come to Northern California to their community and practice. The wife is from the area, so they're hoping that that's going to be enough to get them to come out. And the local hospital, which closed its obstetrics unit a couple of years ago, they're also pressing the hospital to reopen that because the wife is training in that area. And they're hoping that that will help bring people getting their medical needs taken care of. One thing I did want to mention was, and I'm working on this as a solution, you know, what are the things that the state is doing? And the state and all of these organizations, including UC Davis, are trying to get ahead of this. So just a couple of those things in my story will be coming in a couple of weeks is, you know, loan reimbursement programs, because, of course, if that's something that weighs heavy on you as a medical student, that could be something that could help you.
So you can have more freedom with where you choose to put your specialty, right?
Exactly. Where you choose your specialty, or also if you are a primary care doctor when you graduate, instead of going to an area where you may only get private insurance, you have more freedom to go where the low-income Medi-Cal population is and serve the community that way.
That's Elizabeth Aguilera. We'll be looking out for your piece coming soon about solutions to the doctor shortage. In the meantime, please check out her story in Cal Matters called Paging More Doctors, California's Worsening Physician Shortage. Also on the line with us was Dr. Mark Henderson, professor of internal medicine and vice chair for education and associate dean for admissions at the UC Davis School of Medicine. Dr. Henderson and Elizabeth, thanks so much for being on Air Talk. I'm Libby Denkman, in for Larry Mantle. We're going to talk about the effects of climate change coming up and an effect that you may not have considered. to what goes into your wine glass at night when you might be relaxing on the couch. We'll talk about that coming up after the short break.